faces an impeachment inquiry. President Donald Trump is stepping up attacks on a whistleblower within his government. Friday, Trump tweeted that it's, quote, sounding more and more like the so-called whistleblower isn't a whistleblower at all, and alleging the person is a partisan operative. The anonymous complaint says Trump sought help from the new president of Ukraine in digging up dirt about presidential candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden. While American politics focuses on President Trump's private call with Ukraine's president, the situation has become a diplomatic car crash for the country that depends on U.S. aid. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Because Volodymyr Zelensky was on the receiving end of the U.S. president's controversial requests, a memo of which the White House released on Wednesday. And his side of the conversation paints him in a pretty unflattering light.
It was normal. We spoke about
Zelensky's agreement to Trump's request to reopen a probe into a company that employed Joe Biden's son is likely to infuriate U.S. Democrats and shake the bipartisan support Kiev needs.
You know what? There was no pressure.
Some Ukrainians now fear their country could become toxic in Washington, as it is thrust center stage in an official impeachment inquiry, even jeopardizing the U.S. military aid that Trump emphasized as he asked the favor.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Zelensky also said German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron weren't doing enough to enforce sanctions on Russia, which Ukraine is in a geopolitical standoff with. Zelensky has admitted he didn't think his side of the call would be published and tried to smooth things over with France and Germany. This is VOA News. Dengue fever is spreading rapidly across Central America. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society's Regional Office for the Americas called the outbreak unprecedented. Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Costa Rica are reporting massive increases in dengue cases compared to previous years. More than 71,000 people in Honduras have been affected by the mosquito-borne viral disease. The AP reports the Iranian president said on Friday that U.S. sanctions on his country were more unstable than ever. Hassan Rouhani's comments came immediately after returning from the UN General Assembly meetings in New York. Rouhani said the U.S. had put up barriers to dialogue with Iran by imposing sanctions. Tensions between Washington and Tehran have been heightened since the U.S. unilaterally pulled out of a nuclear agreement with Iran last year. Thousands of students took to the streets of Rome, Italy on Friday to demand action to combat climate change. The protest had record attendance due to an initiative of the Italian Education Ministry, which meant students attending the march would not be considered absent from school. Inspired by Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg, young people from all over the world are holding demonstrations on Fridays to join the Fridays for Future weekly strikes, calling for world leaders and everyday citizens to tackle the issue of climate change. The United Nations Refugee Agency says a surge in violent, brutal attacks by armed groups in northwest Nigeria is sending thousands of refugees fleeing to Niger. The UNHCR says it's creating a new humanitarian emergency along the two countries' border. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 40,000 Nigerians have fled to Niger over the last 10 months. It says about half of them have arrived since the end of May. The UNHCR says civilians are being indiscriminately attacked. The agency says it has received frequent reports of kidnappings, torture, extortion, murder, sexual violence, and destruction of houses and property. UNHCR spokesman Baba Balosh tells VOA the armed groups unleashing this terror on civilians are not linked to the Boko Haram insurgency. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Balosh says he does not know the identity of the armed groups, although he says they include bandits and other criminal elements. He also says aid is being rushed to the Niger border regions and emergency staff is on hand. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1, the voice of America.